The Book of Mark, chapter 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gerasenes. And when he came out of the boat, right away there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling in the tombs. And no man could any more bind him, no, not with a chain, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains. And the chains had been rent apart by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, and no man had strength to tame him. And always, night and day, in the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And crying out with a loud voice, he says, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, don't torment me." For he said to him, "Come forth, you unclean spirit, out of the man." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he says to him, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he implored him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there on the mountainside a great herd of swine being shepherded. And they implored him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And he gave them leave. And the unclean spirits came out and entered into the swine. And the herd rushed down the steep into the sea, in number about 2,000. And they were drowned in the sea. And those who shepherded them fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they came to see what it was that had come to pass. And they come to Jesus, and look at him who was possessed with demons sitting, clothed and in his right mind, even him who had the legion. And they were afraid. And those who saw it declared to them how it befell him who was possessed with demons, and concerning the swine. And they began to urge him to depart from their borders. And as he was entering into the boat, he who had been possessed with demons implored him that he might be with him. And he did not allow him, but says to him, "Go to your house to your friends, and tell them how much the Lord has done for you, and how he had mercy on you." And he went his way and began to publish in Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all men marveled. And when Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a great multitude was gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he falls at his feet and implores him much, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. I pray you that you come and lay your hands on her, that she may be made whole and live." And he went with him, and a great multitude followed him, and they thronged him. And a woman who had a discharge of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and had not been getting better, but rather grew worse, having heard about Jesus, came in the crowd behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch but his garments, I will be made whole." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. And immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned him about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done to her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague." While he yet spoke, they come from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, "Your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the teacher any further?" But Jesus, not heeding the word spoken, says to the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no man to follow with him, except Peter and James and John the brother of James. And they come to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he sees a tumult, and many weeping and wailing greatly. And when he had entered in, he says to them, "Why do you make a tumult and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But he, having put them all forth, takes the father of the child and her mother and those who were with him, and goes in where the child was. And taking the child by the hand, he says to her, "Talitha cum," which is, being interpreted, "Girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl rose up and walked, for she was 12 years old. And they were amazed immediately with a great amazement. And he charged them much that no man should know this. And he commanded that something should be given her to eat.